And good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. They got an audio tape of Trump, and they believe this is it. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson. UniteAmericaFirst.com is the website. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please, you know the routine. Share the video. No matter how you're watching this, no matter how you're listening to this even, the audio podcast, please share this out. Thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, so before we get to the I guess this is the leaked audio tape, you know, recording President Trump, and it's a total setup. It is a total setup. I mean, who hadn't figured that out, right? It's a total setup. And they're so giddy right now. And the left are like, oh, yes, we got him. Not really. Not especially if you just listen to it. Not really. But the left, they're unable to hear the truth. They don't care. All they want to hear is their narrative. We got him. Disregard everything else. It's kind of like what happened when President Trump said, be peaceful, go home. You know, we're law and order. They didn't hear any of that. They heard just the opposite. Because see, President Trump didn't say anything opposite other than say, be peaceful. He straight up said, be peaceful. But they didn't hear that, of course. Didn't hear that. Okay, so before we get to the tape, because I want to allow a few people to get on, let's get to this part here. I want to play a clip for you. Go ahead and do split screen for me. I want to play this for you. Jesse Waters is talking to a Biden donor or a former Biden donor in this case. And apparently he was funneling money to Joe Biden's campaign. And to my understanding, I think it's what, $2,600 that you can funnel to, a particular candidate. I think that's the most you can do. That's how much you can give. Yeah. So, remember who went to jail for giving more than $2,600, Shannon? You know who went to jail for that?
Who went to jail?
Dinesh D'Souza. They put him in jail for that very thing. But listen to what he says. Allegedly, the Biden campaign came to him and asked him, they told him how he can get around giving more money to the Biden campaign because he wants to get more money than this $2,600. So he got people that he said he trusted. He had them give $2,600 and he said, I'll just pay you back, which is still against the law. And then the FBI went to him, wanted him to wear a wire so they can talk to these people that worked at the Biden campaign to get them on record for saying that very thing. They got all the evidence. He got them talking about it. The FBI had all of the evidence. And then it all went away like it never even happened.
And you offered what to the FBI?
They met me at a gas station on a Wednesday morning at 8:30 in the morning, and they followed me from my house. And being a law-abiding citizen, I mean, I have the last interaction with law enforcement I've had outside of this. Now, this is obviously a big thing, but outside of that was a speeding ticket in 1997. So I'm a law-abiding citizen. When the FBI comes up to me, I talk to them. So I sat down with them for 4 hours and told them everything. And they said, these donations that you made in the name of other people. I said, well, but the Bidens, I mean, that was as a request from Dennis Toner, the campaign manager, and they wouldn't have it. So they asked me to wear a wire. They did put me in situations where I was.
You hear this? They asked him to wear a wire. They gathered all of this evidence against the Biden crime family. They have the evidence. They have the proof. But for some reason, they look the other way. So they have recording. They have a tape of the Biden crime family, but they look the other way. They want to look at Trump.
Involved with other people. And once it got to Dennis and to Joe, the entire investigation was called off and the indictment was unsealed. And so I did maybe five or six different appearances, and the targets that they wanted to focus on were, it just didn't work out. but I told them everything I know because I cooperate with law enforcement. I believe in law enforcement. And now seeing what has happened with Hunter and having an inside look into the evidence, thanks to MarcoPoloUSA.com and Miranda Devine, having an inside look at the evidence, I know that I got a raw deal, unfortunately. And so did Harvey Walker, Joseph Timlin, Brenda Mathis, Kevin Fleming, Sarah Collins, Bob Adams, other people who have been charged in the district with tax crimes, all were charged with felonies, all had no say, and Hunter's information and his plea bargain. His plea bargain was announced the day that his information was released.
Yeah, his plea bargain was announced the day his information was released. Now, I actually have more to this clip that I want to share with everybody. I'm going to go back to it. There's more to this because this is so important. This truly shows how the FBI looked the other way, the DOJ looked the other way after they got the evidence. They got the proof that criminal activity took place and they looked the other way. It's like I'm almost talking about this stuff and it's like, it's not even real. It's not even real. At least that's how the left, they treat it. And the reason why I say it's like it's not even real because nothing is done about it. If you or I did anything remotely close, and like I mentioned, I remember Dinesh D'Souza, they put him in jail. Because he was like, he came to the country and he was like, I didn't know, but they still put him in jail. And Obama, to my understanding, wanted to keep him in jail. Right. But here it is. They did this and they're going after these people. They're going after them, but they don't go after the Biden crime regime. Listen to the rest of this.
That's never happened. Hunter is the only person ever in the district to be charged as a felon, as a misdemeanor under 26 U.S. Code Section 7203. No one else in 30 years has ever been charged with that as a standalone charge. As a misdemeanor, he's the first. I sent you a verification of that through PACER. That's not right. And I think U.S. Attorney David Weiss has some explaining to do with respect to the public of how Hunter, who was a lawyer, by the way, who's a lawyer, who also had his passport revoked by the State Department because of his tax liens in 2015 and 2016, and he's a lawyer, and then he is not charged with tax evasion. He's not charged with felonies. He gets misdemeanors for not filing. He had tax issues going back to 2009, 2010. He had tax liens put on his homes, on his wife's homes. And it's not that I want anything bad to happen to Hunter. It's my issue is with the U.S. attorney and not playing fair with citizens.
Right? It's not playing fair. Now, let me remind you, he's like, I don't want anything bad to happen to Hunter. He's a Democrat donor. He was putting thousands and thousands of dollars into the Biden campaign. And of course, like I've constantly mentioned, if you're a Democrat and you commit crimes, they'll make it all go away. But he's going to be the scapegoat. They're not going after the Biden campaign for doing it. And it's still, remember, they tried to go after President Trump over, wait a minute, think about it. Listen to what I'm telling you. Here it is, they actually have proof that campaign fraudulent activity was taking place. And they look the other way, like it's, you know, they make it go away, they sweep it under the rug. But then you have a fake story.
Russia.
And all of a sudden, They're going after President Trump and his campaign like it is factual information.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
I mean, this is crazy, people. This only happens if you are at war. And if you are at war, lying, doing criminal activity is perfectly fine, as long as you're doing it to your enemy.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
They did it to President Trump. They made up the whole fake dossier. They made up all of this Russia collusion delusion. The two fake sham impeachments. And the only reason why they were able to impeach President Trump twice in the House because Nancy Pelosi was the speaker. They had the votes. And of course, all of these tyrannical Democrats, they're going to vote for that because they hate President Trump. Just like the demons hate Christ. I'm telling you, it's the same thing. And President Trump is just a man. Just a man. That's it. Listen to Jim Jordan as he's laying all of this out. And again, it's like right now, personally, I'm going to tell everybody right now, I'm tired of them just talking about it. I'm tired of them talking about what they're looking into. I'm tired of them talking about what they're possibly going to do. I'm tired of the talk. It's time for them to act. I want action. I want the only thing I want to hear coming out of the news cycle are the actions that the Republicans took where they got this person, and that person for the criminal activities that they've done. I am tired of them just talking about it. I hear it. I can talk about all that. That's where I come into play. I talk about it, but they need to act. Because they have the authority. They are in the position to act. And the time is going on. And before you know it, this year is going to be over with. Next year is going to be here. And it's going to be a whole completely different story because something else is going to pop up and everyone's attention is going to be directed to it and not to this.
We want to talk to David Weiss, the U.S. attorney. We want to talk to Leslie Wolf. She's the one who stopped the search warrant. She's the one who said you can't ask questions during the investigation. To Mr. Shapley said, you can't ask questions about Joe Biden. You can't even bring up the term the big guy. I mean, so stop and think about this for a second. So Joe Biden said he wasn't involved in his son's business dealings. That sure looks like it wasn't accurate. And Merrick Garland said he took a hands-off approach to the investigation. That sure looks like it wasn't accurate as well. So those are the questions we have to ask. The first one will be done, I think, in Chairman Comer's committee. He is focused on that the entire 6 months we've been in Congress. We will continue to focus on the Justice Department. So we want to talk to David Weiss. We want to talk to Mr. Estrada. We want to talk to Leslie Wolf. We want to talk to all these U.S. attorneys and say, why did you do it this way? I mean, this is a credible whistleblower, 14 years experience, handled some of the biggest international tax cases in that time frame, handled some of the biggest ones that the IRS has dealt with. We think he's credible. He's raised important issues. We want to get the answers. And the way you do that is to talk to these attorneys who handle this case.
So my question is Garland, right? Garland said that he wasn't involved in any of the investigation when it came to Hunter Biden. He wasn't involved in any of it. He didn't talk about it. He's like, I'm out. I'm just going to let it run its course. But come to find out, according to the whistleblowers, somebody's lying. Garland is lying or the whistleblowers are lying. Shannon, what happens to whistleblowers if they lie about information and it comes out that the whistleblower was lying?
Well, they can do jail time.
You can go to jail.
Yeah.
What happens to Garland if he's caught lying?
Nothing. He gets promoted.
He gets promoted. Yeah, he gets right. promoted. So it's to his best interest for him to lie, for him to try to cover up whatever it is that he wants to cover up. And that's why Garland right now, do we have that? Can you put the article up, Shannon?
Sure.
There's an article where all this information, is coming out about the Biden crime family. All this information is coming out. Showing the proof about the WhatsApp, showing all the evidence, the actual evidence. You got whistleblowers and whistleblowers and whistleblowers talking about all this criminal activity that the Biden crime family has done. And then Garland, of course, he's saying that he's staying out of it. He's not a part of it. He's not looking into it. But then when all this evidence comes out, guess what he says? We'll take it from here. How many of y'all, how many anybody in their right mind would hand it over to Garland? Think about what I just said. Oh, factual information comes out about the criminal activity Hunter Biden was doing while he was overseas. The criminal activity Joe Biden was involved. They actually got paid millions of dollars and they actually have the proof. And what does Garland say? He's pretty much saying, we'll take it from here. Do y'all trust him? I most definitely don't trust him. Well, Comer is saying, well, no, he's actually saying no to that. He's saying no to that, saying that, you know what? You are not trustworthy.
Yep.
You are not trustworthy. So my thing is, if he's sitting there straight up saying that Garland is not trustworthy, should Garland remain in that position? Let's put it up on the screen. Go.
Yep, full screen. It says, Comer opposes a Hunter Biden probe special counsel. He said it's a ridiculous idea. Just like you said, Will, says House Committee Oversight Chairman James Comer said he strongly opposes the appointment of a special counsel in the federal probe into Hunter Biden, saying Americans should not trust Attorney General Merrick Garland.
This is coming from Comer, where he's saying Americans should not trust. So if you have a sitting member of Congress telling the American people not to trust the one that's over the DOJ.
Yeah.
What does that say? What does that say? Continue.
Yeah. It says that he said he vowed his panel is fully equipped to get to the bottom of its investigation into the Biden's family's alleged business schemes
and then criminal just goes activity.
On to
criminal
talk about activity. Some of the testimonies. Yeah. But here's the thing. Yeah. He said Garland's going, we'll take it from here. And Comer's like, oh, that's ridiculous.
I mean, come on, people. This is so bizarre to me. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. Okay. You got all the evidence. You got the dirt now. Oh, yeah. You know what? We'll take it from here. We'll take it from here. And you know, as soon as he get his hands on it and say, we'll take it from here, it'll all go away. It'll be another 5 years. And they say, well, we're working on this problem. We're working on that problem. We just didn't have time to get to it. Thank God Comer said, yeah, no. Yeah, no. So you know. This has got them all worked up right now. Somebody's lying. Garland is lying, or the whistleblowers are lying. Look at this one. Look at this one. Somebody is straight up lying.
I mean, let's be honest about this. We have photos of the president with business associates of his son. We have emails on his laptop referring to meetings and dinners. There's an audio tape of the president leaving a message for Hunter talking about a story about his business dealings. I mean, at some point, you have to basically call this one and say, it's clearly not true. But that's going to be the least of his concerns going forward, because the different accounts that we've heard about what happened in this investigation cannot be reconciled. Somebody's lying. And there's real criminal and impeachable conduct that can be raised. And that means that Congress's power is at its apex. It can move forward and it needs to move forward. And it has a full array of powers to do that with.
And you write that in your piece, who is lying, Merrick Garland or the whistleblowers? The only thing abundantly clear, you say, is that someone is lying. Either these whistleblowers are lying to Congress or these Justice Department officials, including Garland, are lying. The response from both Hunter Biden's counsel and the Attorney General himself only deepened the concerns. So how's this going to go forward here?
Well, Congress needs to start bringing people in. There's nothing that concentrates the mind as much as a congressional subpoena. Hunter Biden should be called in. We need to stop the nonsense. You know, his team is still suggesting that maybe the laptop isn't ours. Maybe this is not his message. All right, call him in. And let's get an answer on the record what this is about. Notably, that the Chinese businessman that was the subject of that WhatsApp message did not appear to send back a message saying someone hacked you or I just got a bizarre message. Instead, the House is suggesting that he sent millions of dollars after Hunter Biden made that threat that his father was joining him in demanding this money. Well, the House has now documented dozens of accounts and corporations used to transfer money to the Biden family. It is a very serious corruption scandal, whether the media wants to cover it or not.
This is like the biggest scandal ever. I mean, ever.
When he says somebody is lying, the thing is we have so much evidence proving that they're lying, right?
Yes.
So when you say somebody's lying, it's pretty obvious who's lying.
I think they're just trying to be a little, you know.
Well, I know. They're trying to walk the line.
We're trying to be a little civil about it. Somebody's lying about this. We need to really look into this and investigate to see exactly who's lying. Because somebody's lying. If the whistleblowers are lying, then we need to go after them. But if it's Garland, we'll just give him a promotion, like you said. That's what it comes down to, right?
Yeah. You know what? In the old days, I think it was Donald's that actually said this. Ron Johnson or somebody was saying, in the old days, all this scandal would be headline news. Every single media outlet would be feeding off of it, right? They would be like, this is what we're here for. We're here to expose the corruption of our, you know, government officials. But here, this just shows a sign of where we are today. It's completely different. They are working for the corruption, the corrupt, you know, officials, and hiding the truth from the American people. American people need to be upset because enough of it's coming out to where you can't say you're naive. You can't say you didn't know. There's enough. If you care at all, there is enough out there to where it should cause you some, it should cause you to look into it more, question what is actually happening.
100%. 100%. So, you know what? You started to say Donald's. But he says, you know, Garland's, his hands are not clean in all of this. His hands are not clean. Listen to what he says here with Laura Ingraham.
It doesn't actually explain it at all, as far as I'm concerned, because we already know that the IRS whistleblower testified that they tried multiple times to bring charges. David Weiss tried to bring charges in California. That was blocked by the attorney general in California. So if Merrick Garland gave him free rein, why would the AG in California block David Weiss from doing that? Why would the AG block David Weiss from another jurisdiction? And why would Merrick Garland block David Weiss from becoming a special prosecutor? Because he realized how explosive the information he was looking into with respect to Hunter Biden. At the end of the day, the reason why he had all the jurisdiction he needed in Delaware, but nowhere else, is because he was being stopped by Merrick Garland to do so. And so we're going to go through the process of figuring out where all this actually leads. But in my view, Merrick Garland does not have clean hands whatsoever with this matter.
He doesn't have clean hands at all. He does not have clean hands. He's corrupt as the whole lot of them. He's 100% corrupt. Every last one of them are corrupt. And, you know, I like Donald's, but my biggest problem, and it's not like, you know, bad or anything. My biggest problem is I'm tired of them talking about it. I'm tired of them going on Fox News. I'm tired of them going on any news outlet. I'm tired of them talking about it when they have control, when they can actually bring action. But it's almost, maybe it's like this. Maybe they're just making sure they have all of their ducks in a row. Is that what it is? Because, I mean, there's enough evidence for their corruption for them to go ahead and implement what needs to be done, but they're not doing it. And that's the most frustrating thing ever. And I don't want it to end up like the Durham report. Yeah, we did all this extensive, investigation. We did this, we did that. And what happened? What's the result of the Durham report? Anybody? What's the results? Oh, we know about it. We already knew. I've been saying Obama. I've been saying this from day one. There's no way that Obama did not know that they were spying on President Trump in the 2016. There's no way. You can't tell me that a federal agency, the FBI, is spying on a presidential candidate for the 2016 election and he did not know. He knew. That came out in the Durham report that Obama knew about it. Nothing's been done about it. They didn't even question Obama. Nothing. So I'm tired of them talking about what they're looking at. You already have the evidence, right? It's almost like that. We know Pelosi and her husband did all these insider trade deals and made millions of dollars, which goes against the law. But what's to come of it? Nothing. Nothing. I tell you what, you go do the same thing Nancy Pelosi did. Do the insider trading just like Nancy Pelosi did and her husband and see what happens to you. See, there's rules for them and there's a different set of rules for us. But you know what? Let me say this, because the liberal media, I don't know, maybe do you think the liberal media as of today, they're so like, wait a minute, we were siding with Biden. We were siding with all of the criminal activity that they were doing. But now they look so stupid. And now they're like really looking stupid. So look at this interaction where the liberal media is actually asking questions of Karine Jean-Pierre, and she's not having a pleasant time. This is like now there's been a couple other times when they started asking questions, and I miss Simon being in that room with them. They made sure that Simon can't come back in the room. It's really despicable. It's really despicable. But listen to what the press is doing here. And it's like the first time since President Trump that the press actually stuck together on a particular topic, didn't blow it over. Now, of course, some of them in there are just like, well, I'm going to play it safe and not say anything.
The president invited his son Hunter to the state dinner last night. I'm wondering if you could take us into the thinking and decision making of why the president decided to invite
him. I'm just not going to get into family discussion, personal family discussion. As you know, Hunter is his son. I'm just not going to get into it.
Let me ask you this. If Hunter Biden wasn't the president's son, would he have invited someone who had just reached a plea agreement with federal prosecutors?
Well, a couple of things. Again, that's his son. He's a family member. It is not uncommon for family members to attend events at the White House. We could look at past presidents. I'm sure you have. So that is not uncommon as it relates to anything.
Wait a minute. But it is uncommon for your son to be a criminal like this. That's not common. You know, they kept trying to say that President Trump's family, they're nothing but a bunch of criminals. You remember they constantly said it. You constantly heard him saying it. That everything, I said this last night even, everything that they're saying the Trump family was doing, they've been doing it. Look over there, everybody. Look over there. They're the ones doing it. You got the deal, mate? You got the deal, mate? Oh, get in. Okay, I got you a sat phone, son. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Related to Hunter, I'm just not going to respond to it from here.
Can I follow up on that?
No, I just called in somebody. Go ahead.
So Kirby wouldn't answer James's question, though. Are you going to answer the question? Not a reasonable question to ask.
Thank you. Thank you. This is exactly what should have been happening all along. And I think the only reason why the liberal media is starting to do this because the Biden regime, the Democrats, got them all looking stupid. Y'all should have been asking these questions 2 years ago. I was talking about all this stuff. Everybody was talking about this. You remember when Hunter Biden laptop story first came out and people were getting banned and all of y'all were jumping on the bandwagon talking about it was
Russian
propaganda. Remember? Now all of y'all look stupid for going along with that.
The President of the United States was involved, as this message seems to suggest, in some sort of a coercive conversation for business dealing by a son. Is that something, if he wasn't, then maybe you should tell us?
So here's the thing, I appreciate the question. I believe my colleague at the White House Counsel has answered this question already, has dealt with this, has made it very clear. I just don't have anything to share outside of what my colleagues have shared. And so I would refer you to him and the DOJ. Just not going to comment from here.
Text message.
What I can tell you is I know that my colleague has dealt with this. He addressed this at the White House Counsel. I just don't have anything else to share. I just answered the question. I just answered the question.
Yes or no, was the president involved in the shakedown attempt?
Stephen, I just answered the question. It's not up to you how I answer the question. I just answer the question by telling you my colleagues at the White House Counsel has dealt with this, and I would refer you to them. Go ahead.
Can you just remind us what your colleague said?
I mean, this is so good.
This is so good.
You haven't seen this, Shannon. This is so good. I mean, it really is. It's like, this is this is, you know what, when I think of like the press corps in there asking questions, this is what I would expect. And I don't think they're just putting on a show, because she's getting highly irritated because it's bouncing all across the room with them asking this question, because they want answers. That's what they are there for, to ask questions and to get answers. But Karine Jean-Pierre is refusing to give answers as normal. Now, that is normal, her not answering questions, just like Psaki used to do.
From the White House counsel, so we have it.
I would refer you to them, and they will share their statement with all of you.
My question is about your statements from that podium. You've stated that the president stands by his comment from the 2020 campaign that he never once discussed his son's overseas business dealings with his son. And you stood at that podium and you reaffirmed that. Do you stand by your reaffirmation?
What I will say is nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And I will leave it there. Anything else, I will refer you to the White House counsel.
This is not a change.
I just answered the question. You just asked me, does my statement change? I just told you nothing has changed. That's answering the question. Go ahead.
The president's home. Go ahead. The president was there 2 days
ago. Go ahead, Stephen.
No, look. She goes, Stephen, basically, she goes to Stephen to change the subject. I want to talk about something else. Stephen. So let's listen to see what Stephen has to say.
I'm calling on your colleague right now. Go ahead.
Thank you. To follow up on my colleague, is there anything that you can say with regard to this text message and what the president's son was alleging?
Dude, thank you. I mean, you know what? If they did this every day, I would have respect for them. This is awesome. I'm sitting there looking at this video. I saw this video earlier. I said, man, this is such a wonderful video. I'm surprised Karine Jean-Pierre stayed out there. She kept calling on the next person, like, please, somebody change the subject, right? They got to change the subject at some point, right? Let's listen to this one and see when they change the subject.
Was the president there or not?
I would refer you to my colleagues at the White House counsel. They have addressed this, and I refer you to them. Go ahead.
Karine, have you spoken to the president about this? Have you asked him whether he was there with his son on July 30th?
This is not a conversation that I've had with the president. Again, I would refer you.
I mean, why not? I mean, everybody's talking about it. Don't you think? I mean, come on, help me out. Everybody, help me out. What is the job of the press secretary? Isn't the job of the press secretary is supposed to have communication with the nut job in the White House? And so when they come out here and talk to the press, you're supposed to have the answers. Does she not communicate with Joe Biden at all? Is that what I'm supposed to believe? Am I supposed to believe that? So I guess, you know, maybe the press corps is like done with the questioning on this particular subject.
To the White House counsel.
Do you plan to have that conversation with the president?
No.
Did the president speak with the attorney general at all?
I cannot say if the president had a conversation with the attorney general last night. What I can refer you to is the White House counsel's office as it relates to the allegations. They've already addressed this. This is something for them to deal with. I refer you to the Department of Justice on anything else if you don't want to speak to the White House counsel's office.
And there was reporting earlier in the week that after the plea agreement was reached by Hunter Biden, that the president felt relieved that part of it was behind him. Is that true?
I cannot speak to the president's mindset. Again, I would refer you to the White House counsel's office.
I mean, what is she there for?
I mean, right. I mean, what?
But listen to this, Will.
What?
We don't have this either. We don't have this clip, but listen,
You have an article?
Yes.
Okay.
Talk about Simon Atiba.
Uh-huh.
It says, White House blames technical glitch for removal of Jean-Pierre's hostile exchange with reporter. I did not know this. We didn't see this. It says, I'm black, I'm a immigrant, and I'm the little guy. I'm just trying to do my job. So apparently yesterday, Jean-Pierre in the press conference. Oh my gosh, there's so many. Oh man.
What are you clicking on? You're clicking on the wrong thing.
I was trying to clip on that.
You're clicking on the wrong thing there.
Yeah, let me get the article back up. Well, there's so many pop-ups on, you know, when you go to these websites anymore. So you click on one thing and a pop-up happens at the same time.
Try not to click on them.
Yeah.
Well, of course. We got it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully. So it says that Jean-Pierre said The White House and under this administration were committed to freedom of the press. I want to be very clear about that. That's what she said, right? So right. Atiba, he followed up by asking, so are you going to take any questions from me? Because I've been discriminating against me for the past 9 months. And then she said, you're incredibly rude. You're being incredibly rude. And she said that if he didn't stop, she was going to end the press briefing, right? And he said, I've been in the briefing room. I've been trying to ask you one question. When I'm on, Atiba responded to Jean-Pierre. He said, you're not giving freedom of the press. Then magically, Will, the feed from that part of the press conference disappeared. And they said, oh, it was a glitch.
It was a glitch.
But apparently, now it's been restored. We'll try to get it. But yeah. You know what? It just goes to show these reporters, Will, are sick and tired
of
this administration not being transparent, not answering questions.
Because it made them look stupid. That's why President Trump was calling them fake news. That's why everybody's calling them fake news. They refuse to ask questions. They were siding with the lies. And now all of them like, wait a minute. Now he plead guilty, right? Hunter Biden pled guilty. And they said, well, wait a minute. Joe Biden was saying he was innocent. And none of them was asking. None of them was doing investigative reporting to find out the truth. And then all of a sudden, he's pleading guilty. When all of them was like, well, no, Hunter Biden is innocent. No need to look into it. Now he's guilty. Not only is he guilty of that, but he's guilty of all this other stuff. And they want to look the other way.
Deflecting is a sign of guilt.
Yes, 100%.
And that's all she does in those press conferences is deflect.
Yeah.
And I think they're sick of it, obviously, after you just showed that clip.
Yeah. And just like, so they deflect on everything, right? And all this information coming out about the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, the DOJ, the FBI, and, you know, Garland said, we'll basically take it from here, you know, just give it to us and we'll just take it from here. And they're doing all of this. And then because all that information coming out, and what do, Shannon? They leak a tape of President Trump. And I'm going to play that for you right here. They leak a tape of President Trump. And y'all listen to this, because President Trump, see, when he was president, he could walk out the door with any document he saw fit, because Bill Clinton in his sock drawer already set the precedent for it. So if you're going to charge President Trump for something, basically what they're doing here, Bill Clinton committed the crime, but they're going to charge President Trump for it only because he was president too. You understand that? That's exactly what this is. But Joe Biden, he still had, what, 1,800 boxes of documents, and they still have some documents. Look the other way. Banana Republic. Do you know what that is? Banana Republic. But listen to this. I'm going to play it for you. Listen, because now they think they're like, oh, we got him. Because of play on words.
Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look, this was him. They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him.
Wow.
We looked at him. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. All sorts of stuff. It's pages long. Wait a minute. Let's see here.
Now, listen to this part. Listen, because in the same little setting, President Trump straight up says all of this just proves that he's pretty much innocent. But they don't hear that part. They only hear the part where he says, I couldn't declassify these now. Right? Where he's no longer in the White House. They only hear that part. They disregard everything else.
Yeah.
I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know.
This totally wins my case, you know. So why would he say that looking at these documents? And whoever's recording this, all of this in there, they're recording this, setting President Trump up. Right. They're setting him up. Somebody was recording this, trying to set him up. And they brought these papers in there purposely, because if you listen to him, he said, oh, what is this? What is this? What is this? So they brought the papers in so he can ruffle through the papers, and they're recording him talking about the papers. Y'all see this? This is a total setup. And of course, the Communist News Network. And over, I'm sure over on MSSTD, they're all saying, oh yeah, we got him. But if you really listen, they don't have anything. Because he's straight up saying, this totally wins my case. Why would he say that looking at the documents? We don't see the documents. He doesn't say what's in the documents. He doesn't release any information what's in the documents. Whoever had the documents, they brought the documents to him. I guess they were hoping that he would read it out loud. So then they can say that, oh, he was reading it to
China
or somebody or
Russia, in this Russia, case, Russia,
right? You know how they always say Russia.
Mm-hmm. Except it is like highly confidential secret. Yeah. See, as president, I couldn't be less. Yeah. Now I can't, you know, but this is classic.
See, right there, he says, as president, I could have declassified it. And they go, laughter.
As president, I couldn't declassify it. Now I can't.
And he goes, now I can't. But see, this is where they say, well, we got him here. This is where they're saying we got him. He says, now I can't, you know, but this still is a secret. But again, any papers that President Trump walked out the White House with, pretend it was Billy Clinton walking out the White House with tapes. And we don't even know what's on those tapes. It could have been videotapes for all we know. I think it was just recordings, but it could have been some videotapes in there too, in his sock drawer. I mean, come on, people. But they overlook all of that. They're going after this man because he's wanting to do great things for America. That's the reason why they're going after him. They don't want America to prosper. They don't want black people to prosper. So if they have someone like President Trump coming along, making it possible for black people to prosper, what do you think they're going to do? Think about that. It's been like that throughout the history of this nation. Every single time a white person came out and started doing something, talking and not even talking about directly helping black people, but doing something just like President Trump did, doing something that all Americans benefited from, including black people.
People of color.
They started calling them racist. It's just like clockwork. There's nothing new about it. And everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about, even the people that don't like to hear it. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, here it is. Here come a white man. He's doing stuff for black people. But he's not saying black people. So we're going to use that against him because, you know, we'll say that we're for black people over here. And we'll just tell everybody over there that he's racist, even though he's doing so much more for black people. He's doing more than we ever did because over here we put black people in ghettos and projects. We put them on welfare. We told their black women, no father in the household and we'll take care of you. We even convinced them to stay dependent to the government. But here he come telling black people that, hey, look, you don't have to live in a rat hole condition. You don't have to live that way. You can live a lot better. There's nothing keeping you here. And President Trump is basically saying, look, I want to help you to get out of that condition. And immediately, the left is saying, oh my goodness, he's racist. He's telling black people that they don't have to live in rat-infested conditions. Do you understand that? That's like completely insane for them to call him racist because he said that. And I'm talking about Baltimore. What was his name? I can't recall the guy's name. That was, I think he was a senator at the time there. I can't recall his name. He was a bald-headed black guy. He looked like a milk dud. Can't remember his name, but he passed. But he was saying he was still alive at the time. And President Trump said, you don't have to live in that rat-infested condition because in Baltimore, a lot of black people live in the projects, the ghettos, and there's rats everywhere. So why would someone white like President Trump tell black people that, hey, you don't have to live like that? Why? Oh, he's racist because he wants black people to be successful. Imagine that. Let me play this first one. And I don't want to play this one over there because this is about a police officer. This is about a black thug. Black thug.
People of color.
This black thug goes to, it looks like it's a park of some sort. And he's out here trying to stab people. And he tries to stab this white guy. And it's so bizarre what happens here. Have y'all seen this video? Split screen for me. Have y'all seen this? So you have a black thug trying to stab some white people. And what do you think the white people do? No, I mean, just think about it. What do you think they do? You think they shot him? What do you think they do? What would you do? And it's not even, his color is irrelevant to all of it, if you ask me. It's just anybody trying to stab you or your loved one. What do you do? Right? But in this case, they called the cops. And look what happens when the cops show up.
He was arrested and charged with simple assault and terroristic threats. Following his arrest, he was transported to the DeKalb County Jail.
Let's go to the squad car, please.
Okay, that way. Why is it happening? I'm being arrested?
Yes.
For what?
For what?
I'll be with you in just 1 second.
Mm-hmm. I just want to be wrong.
So you can see there, there's two black cops. The body cam here sounds like it's a black female. You can tell by she's talking, right? It's a black female. And that was a black cop. And they put the black dude in handcuffs and he was trying to stab people at the park.
But still he.
Now, the guy that called in is coming up talking to the black cop now.
I will need for you to fill out a statement for him.
I don't want him arrested. I just want him to leave us alone.
No, but he had a weapon on him, and it was terrorist threats.
Brandishing is not a crime with a knife. Brandishing is only a crime for a gun.
Doesn't it sound kind of liberal to you? Doesn't it sound kind of liberal? So he's not concerned that he had a knife, but he called the cops. But he'd be concerned if he had a gun. But because he had a knife, he doesn't want him arrested. Does it sound a little liberal to you? Listen, watch the twist on this.
Terroristic threats, though, sir.
Because he said die to me and had his knife out?
What? All that was done. The threats, everything. Let me get a statement.
I thought you were going to arrest him. I wouldn't call it. I just wanted to leave us alone.
I understand, but we still have a job to do.
Now he's going to think I'm doing this because I'm white and he's black.
What? Are y'all hearing this? Are you hearing this? This white dude that called the cops because the black dude was about to stab him to death, he's crying because the cops that have now arrested him. Listen to this. Listen. This is so liberal. It's like the dumbest thing ever. He's like, had I known you were going to arrest him, I would have let him stab me to death. That's what he's saying.
If I thought you were going to arrest him, I wouldn't call. I just wanted to leave us alone.
I understand, but we still have a job to do.
Now he's gonna think I'm doing this because I'm white and he's black. Or he's homeless and I'm not. I don't want that.
But did he do what he did?
Yeah, but I don't want him thinking that I did it because he's in whatever situation he's in. I just want to leave us alone.
I doubt that.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
What? What? That's like that. I mean, he's, you know what? He's truly crying. I didn't want him to go to jail. Now he's going to jail because I'm white and I called the cops on him. He's going to jail. I should have just let him just stab me to death. Liberalism is a true problem. That right there lets you know right there that liberalism is a demonic spirit. Because this, I mean, how do you explain that? Is there anybody white in the comments right now? Is there anybody? Can we put the comments here on Rumble? I'm just saying. Let's do the Rumble ones. Yeah. Is there anybody here on the Rumble comments here that's white? I mean, Shannon, you're white. I mean, would you feel bad for calling the cops because this black dude was trying to stab you? Personally, I'm going to tell you, before you answer that, since we live in the state of Texas, I want you to give him 9 reasons not to try to stab you. Let me just say that. But, I mean, would you be crying because now they're arresting him because he wanted to stab you? I can only assume that it's racially related because he's black, they're white. Why is he trying to stab him?
I mean, it's ridiculous. And that one cop is even black himself arresting him. Will, literally, when you showed me this video, I was like, I didn't even understand, what do they call it, white
Guilt. White guilt.
I thought it was just a thing, right? But that guy is literally a product of the indoctrination of the white guilt agenda.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. He's genuinely crying.
I'm
like, oh, he just tried to kill you, dude. And you're upset because he's getting arrested. What happens if he would hurt somebody else? He's obviously, it's not even about color. It's about mental health. That person has a mental issue. And now you have a mental issue too, because you're upset. He's mentally arrested.
Yeah, he's straight up bawling because the black dude that tried to stab him to death is going to jail. Someone help y'all help me make sense of this. Help me understand. And I'm looking in the comments, and people are going, "Yeah, I'm white," and it's like this is crazy. I mean. I wouldn't stand for it. Would y'all be crying? If you're, you know, I mean, and again, the color is really irrelevant. If anybody come at you with a knife, you do what you have to do to defend yourself, protect yourself. The color has nothing to do with it. Because when you die, what do you think color is going to do? Yes, it's so irrelevant. So I'm asking a question right now. I'm looking in here, right? Everyone's saying, nope. He needs to be dealt with. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for chiming in. J Mats, Nipper, KM, John, Lovebug, Jay, I'm not sure how you say that. Raz and me. Yeah, thank you so much. No tears here. I wouldn't be crying either. No tears here. I mean, seriously, get him out of here. I just wanted him to stop. Wham, wham, wham. Well, you know what I want them to stop doing? I want them to stop sexualizing children. They're not going to do that either. Hit it. Look at this. They're trying to sexualize kids. So in this case, they're teaching this little boy here to be violent against Republicans. He has bricks right here that he's going to throw through that brick wall. And on that brick wall behind there, which you can't really see too well, it's a picture there of Republicans. Because Republicans, for the most part, they are against perverting children. And look what they have this kid doing. All right, he gets one in there, and they're cheering it on.
That's all right.
You got him.
He said you threw it over the wall, but you still got him. All right. They're encouraging this perversion. And now they're encouraging the kids to be violent towards Republicans that don't want to sexualize kids.
I mean, that's exactly how you innocently indoctrinate kids.
Yeah.
Right?
That's exactly what it is.
Throw a brick. It's okay. That's how you soften it. That's how you get them drawn into doing violence. And they... It's not innocent.
It's really not. Well, I've talked about this so many times as well. You have the federal government trying to kick in to sexualize kids, and they want to castrate kids, basically butcher them. Look at this one.
Well, we have issued some guidelines that say that a provider who receives Medicare funding, Medicaid funding, must be prepared to offer gender-affirming care. We unfortunately ran into a couple of circuit courts that said differently. And so we are now in the process of having to work under those rulings. But we're not going to stop everywhere where we have an opportunity at the federal level. And again, I go back to yesterday's conversation where we don't control healthcare. We don't control how gender affirming care is provided or if it is provided. But where we have laws that require you to fulfill your obligations, if you want that Medicaid dollar to come to your state, we're going to make sure you check the box.
So if you do not castrate the children in your state and you want that Medicaid dollar to come, you need to start castrating them. You need to start butchering them. And they're doing this because of population control. That's exactly what this is. Their perversion, that's part of it. But population control is the ultimate goal because... two men can't reproduce. And I've talked about this before. There's a book called Behold a Pale White Horse. Behold a Pale White Horse by William T. Cooper. And he put in this book, and this book was written over 25 years ago. And he talked about in the book that they're going to push homosexuality onto the population to help depopulate the earth because they know they can't reproduce. It's in the book. I read it over 25 years ago. And now if you go check that book out at the library, they mark your name down. I'm just letting you know if you decide to go look it up. Behold a Pale White Horse, William T. Cooper. He's a lieutenant colonel. He was a lieutenant colonel in the Navy. There was a whole bunch of other weird stuff in that book, too. But that was one of the things that stood out to me. Well, look at this one. This is what Richard, they call him Admiral Richard Levin. Listen to what he says, because this is a young boy that he's talking to. This perversion goes to no end with them.
You know, it's such an important issue for our youth and adults. As you said, some of these laws are actually extending into adulthood. You know, we often say that gender affirming care is health care.
You hear this? We often say gender affirming care is health care. It's not health care. Castrating children is not health care. What in the world? It's like them talking about abortion is health care. Abortion is only death. Somebody dies as a result of abortion. There's no health care involved. It's really not. Castrating children, that's not health care. Meaning, you know, when you care for somebody, you care for something, you want to take care of it. You don't want to harm it. You don't want to butcher it. And that's what they're doing to children. He's perverted, is sick.
Gender affirming care is mental health care, and gender affirming care is literally suicide prevention care. Would that be your view as well?
I 100% agree.
Y'all see this? This perversion. You know, the people used to get arrested for this type of perversion when they push it on the kids. They really did. They really did. This is an evil world and these people are all in it. Hey, let me tell you about Mammoth Nation. Can I tell you about Mammoth Nation? Y'all need to check this out, really. MammothNation.com is something that I've really been looking at. Go ahead and hit the split screen for me. Mammoth Nation. Y'all need to check this out. Just check it out. Go to the website and check it out. Why? See, Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. And what better way to stop supporting woke companies than to support businesses that support America and its people? Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. Just to name a few items that you can take advantage of: hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, gun accessories, and so much more. Visit MammothNation.com. Use promo code WILL to get 30% off on your discount on your membership today. MammothNation.com, promo code WILL, or click the link in the description below. All right, there it is. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty.
This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.